I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
It's time for Forgive Me Friday.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Baby, I'm sorry.
All right, Anthony, welcome to John, Jay, and Rich. Forgive Me Friday. How are you?
I'm just fine, brother. How are you doing today?
All right. So listen, I know you've been talking to Grant for a while, and there's a lot of twists and stuff. So why don't you set everything up for us for this Forgive Me Friday?
All right. So this is what's going on. First of all, I love you guys. This is a dream come true for me. John, Jay, you're a man. Kyle, you're the woman. I hope your baby's okay.
Thank you. She is.
She's it. I'm so excited for you guys, you and Mr. Baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Rich, you're awesome. So anyway, me and my fiance have been together now for 3 years. About a year and a half into it, we were living together. I bought him out, him and his brother, to my house to live with me. It was in a more incorporated area, better job opportunities and stuff like that from the place they were living in Alabama. And his best friend was on hard times and stuff and everything, so I agreed to let his best friend come. His best friend is a ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. ho, like nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he came to live in the house with us, and he didn't even have a phone. So at night, he would use my fiance's phone, my then boyfriend, now fiance's phone, to, you know, get on Grindr and sex apps and stuff like that. And so, you know, I would come home one day and my fiance would be like, you know, hey, he was on this app and he sent my picture to this person or whatever. And I had a strict rule because I have a lot of kids and I have kids in the house. So don't bring anybody to my house. You know, you go out to meet them or whatever. So then another day he's like, he's sneaking dudes into the house. So me being the paranoid butthole that I am and with trust issues, you know, I'm thinking that he moved this hoe in here so they could hold together and he would have some type of cover so it would look like his friend and not him.
Yeah.
And so I ended up kicking all three of them out, took them back to Alabama. And then later on that day or maybe the next day, I got on Grindr myself and found this dude and kind of like sent my fiance pictures of him, like naked pictures of him, and told him how much better he was than him. And I knew my fiance, you know, had aspirations of being a model once upon a time. So I was like, he's, you know, model-esque, and you look like a bird, and you're like a dinosaur, and, you know, and I just told him all kind of awful stuff and threw this dude up in his face. And, of course, he was completely innocent. He hadn't done anything. And now in our relationship, every once in a while, you know, if we're having problems or whatever, that leaks into it. Is he good enough? Do I really think this other dude is better than him? And, you know, all that stuff like that. So I want to finally put this to rest. I want him to know that he's my everything. He's my perfect. There's nobody in the world for me except for him. And I love him unconditionally and unequivocally, complete and totally. And I just want to put that chapter of our life to rest forever.
Aww.
Okay, so so the Alabama hoe is gone. It's just you and your fiance,
gone.
Right? Okay, but you did hook up.
Me and my fiance and his brother still lives with us, right?
Okay, but you did hook up with the Grindr guy, the good looking model guy. That did happen.
I did.
But he's out of the picture too.
He's out of the picture. It was only that one night. I only saw him one time. We never kept in contact or anything like that. It was just, you know, it was just kind of like a get back at you thing.
Okay, and that was a year and a half ago.
That was a year and a half ago. But now, still, every time anything happens to us, that pops up, you know, if we get in an argument or whatever, then he, you know, I bet you didn't say that to that dude. I bet you didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get your fiance on the line and you're going to tell him you're sorry for all that stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. What's your fiance's name?
Lamond.
Okay. All right. So yes. So you hold on the line, and we're gonna get him on.
Okay.
So hold on one second.
Awesome.
So hang tight.
Thank you.
All right. It's Forgive Me Friday continues next with John Jay and Rich.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
All
right, it's John Jay and Rich. We are in the middle of Forgive Me Friday.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
We got Anthony, and he's engaged to Lamond. And a year and a half ago, it got pretty ugly, right, Anthony?
Yes, sir, it did.
So you thought that he was hoeing with his friend. You thought that there was all kinds of stuff going on. You had moved him and his brother and his friend over, and there was all kinds of drama going on in the house. You thought he was cheating on you. So you kicked him out. You kicked everybody out. Then you hooked up with a guy from Grindr, and then you sent him all these pictures. You said he's better than you. He's sexy to you. He's everything. Then you found out that your fiance was innocent. Now, and you guys are back together. You worked it all out. It's been a year and a half. And in that year and a half, whenever there's trouble in your relationship, he brings that guy up. You said he was better than me. Did you mean it? So you kind of want to put an end to that, and you want to get him on the phone, and you want to apologize for all that mess a year and a half ago, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now there's a little bit more of a twist, I think, right? You told him, like, we want to get him on our show, but you told him something else. You told him, like, someone's to be by the phone because someone's going to call him, right? Insurance or something.
Oh, yeah, I told him I had changed him over to my beneficiary, which is true. He's always been my beneficiary since we've been together. But I told him that the insurance company was going to be calling him, so to be looking for a phone call because they needed some information from him.
Well, Anthony, you're good.
All right, so we're going to call him, but we're going to call him as us. We're not going to trick him. This is serious. So we're going to call him and let him know he's on the radio and everything, okay?
Awesome, yeah.
All right. So he's familiar with our show?
Oh, I love I listen to you guys every single day. You guys are awesome. You're friends in my head.
Okay,
we're all friends.
No, we are friends.
No, we're backing you up. This is a really, really beautiful thing you're doing.
Okay, let's get Lamond.
Hello.
Hi, is Lamond available?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, good morning. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, hey, we want to talk to you for a second on the radio, but we need your permission first. So is it okay?
I'm at work, but sure.
It'll be quick.
Okay, Lamond, listen, we have a segment on our show called Forgive Me Friday. Okay?
Okay.
It's a new segment, and there's somebody that wants to apologize to you. And they wanted to do it on our show. So we're going to patch them through, if that's okay. And they want to apologize. We're going to have them speak to you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Wait, do you have me on speakerphone? Take us off speakerphone.
Okay.
It's got to be, because now we can hear you better. Are you there?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Lamond, you have to focus. And don't put us on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, Lamond, look at me. Look at me, Lamond. Look at me. Okay, are you ready? Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you know Anthony?
Oh, yes, I do. That's my fiance.
Okay, Anthony, say hello to Lamond.
Hi, booty.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
I'm doing fine. What is awesome. It? What are you doing?
So do I just go ahead, John Jay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, baby. We've been together for 3 years now, and you got your rings, and I want to marry you more than anything in the world. But the whole Jamie situation is always there, and I just want you to know how sorry I am for that. And it was my stupidness and insecurities and untrustworthiness that got us there in the first place, and I sincerely, sincerely apologize to you, baby, and I want you to know that you are my perfect, you're my everything, and you have my heart unequivocally and totally, baby, and there is nobody in this world and nothing in this world that I need or want more than I need and want you. You're my life, baby. Your smile lights up my world. I live to make you happy. And I will make this up to you for the rest of my life. I just want you to know, I want to confess to you in front of the whole world or however far this goes out on the airways. Anthony loves Lamond. and there is nobody else that can compare to you. There is nobody else that can hold my heart the way you hold it. I love you dearly, baby, so much. And I just want that to go away, and I want you to understand how much you do mean to me. You are my world, baby, and I love you. I want to be next to you when all of your hopes and all of your dreams come true. I want to be the man that you deserve and the man that you've always dreamt of, baby. And I'll never, never let you down again. I love you more than anything in the world. Can you please forgive me?
I love you, too. Aww. Yes, baby. I can. Baby, I will. I do.
Amen. Baby,
this
is
so
you,
much
baby.
To me. Thank you
I know,
so much.
I just want
to believe you.
I just wanted to make this statement and do this in front of everybody I could. You know, I would scream it from the mountaintops if I could. I would go on TV if I could. But this is the best I could do for you, baby. And I just want it to go away. I want you to know you're the only thing in my life. You're my one and only. And I'm 100%, baby, 100%.
Oh, baby. Thank you, baby.
I cannot wait for you to be my little man wife.
Me neither, boo.
I said the same thing to Rich.
You guys are
I love
too
you,
cute.
Baby.
You are too cute. You have me in tears.
You guys should get married this weekend. Why wait?
Well, we got together. Our anniversary is July 7th, and I kind of like wanted to get married on our anniversary. Well, whenever you want to, baby, we'll make it happen.
Oh, thank you.
Whatever baby. You want. Whatever makes you happy, baby.
Thank you.
I love you.
Oh, I think we love you guys.
I know. This makes me so happy.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you guys so much for letting me do this. This means so much to me.
You're welcome, but I want you to know a couple things. One is that you said you would have done it on TV, but this is the best you could do. We're bigger. We got more listeners and viewers on TV, man. Come on, man.
What I meant, Jack, is if you guys were a TV show.
Okay.
You guys are perfect. You guys are absolutely perfect. And you're my favorite.
You said your smile lights up my life. I wasn't sure if you said smile or smell.
His smile and his smell.
Okay.
Oh my God. His smell. Oh my God.
His smell. Okay. You got a good smell.
Crazy.
Oh, no,
light
no.
that room up.
I want to smell him on. I want to meet you two. You guys are my favorite.
You guys are awesome.
All right, you guys. Congratulations. What a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you for listening.
Thank
Lamond,
you
you're awesome. God bless you both.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome. Thank you. God bless you.
And this is another successful Forgive Me Friday.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I ain't sorry.
Do we hang up now?
With John Jane Rich. No, hold on. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.